Hello.
Hey, Robin. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, you?
Good. We talked on Monday about that first page listing you're filling on Google.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to circle back with you. It sounded like you might be interested in it. Wanted to circle back and see if we could get you set up today.
I do have some interest. I'm still, I'm still kind of working right now. It's work all the time, if you like. But I'm still talking with a couple different agencies, trying to get an idea what different people offer, because I know there's a bunch of you out there.
Sounds like you might still have some questions. Talk to me.
Sorry, I'm trying to think. I'm like so tired right now.
Oh.
But
been working a lot, it sounds like. My gosh.
Yeah, it's just too much right now.
Oh.
I guess questions-wise, mainly I've just been kind of looking into different businesses that have been calling me. I feel like you guys, on a review standpoint, weren't too bad. There's a couple other ones that I've spoken with. Town Square... There's a lot of ones that I was talking to. I don't know if you know anything about them.
A little bit. I've done some research on them, just because they, of course, they are one of our competitors. I've never been able to pin down that they're Google partners. And actually, I've had quite a few clients that have come over from Town Square after not making first page for quite a long time. I don't want to say anything.
Their reviews weren't too great. No, you're good.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I feel like from a review standpoint, it's hard to judge people off of reviews for sure. But
it sometimes is. I feel
like from a review standpoint, theirs weren't too good. Of course, they're like, oh, we're better than Local Splash. You know, every company wants to say they're better, and they're a little more expensive.
Sure.
He wanted me to sit down with him and do like a screen share so he could show me a little more about why he felt like they were better, like what they do differently from you guys. Spoke with another woman today who actually called me from State Listed.
Oh no.
Of course they're like, we're better than all these. They're not even really our competitors.
Well,
and they're more expensive. I know that.
The reason that name actually shocks me, I just retired from construction last year, and I came to work here at Local Splash. That was one of the companies that I had three different fake companies like that one that took advantage of me. I paid each of them. One was 6 months. One was 9. I think the other one I gave up after 5 months. And never saw first page. That was one of the ones that got me. They were charging me, let's see, I have a sticky note on my desk just to remind me, it's even laminated. They were charging me $1,900 a month, and I never saw first page.
I think what she told me, they had a setup fee of like $299 or $399 for the initial website build and all that, and then it's like $199 a month, I believe is what she said. So I'm still just kind of collecting information and kind of looking at the companies because obviously I know I'm going to be getting a ton of these calls like nonstop from various organizations that want to help me.
Yeah. Once the listing is filled, those calls will stop. It's because it's open for programming right now and because you've got a great rating. We look for companies from a pre-qualification standpoint, I guess, if you will. On the surface, do you look like you're qualified for the listing? And then, of course, in talking with you, we determine that you are. You're popping up on lists. Well, let me ask you, have I answered all of your questions?
I kind of am interested in knowing more about your process of like, how do you guys drive the business. I mean, like, on the back end, like, I guess more like what kind of process do you use? One thing that seemed interesting about Stay Listed is they were saying they do Google Maps and Apple. So that's kind of interesting.
We do that too.
I think you guys focus on Google mostly from my understanding.
So what you and I had talked about was the Google Map programming. And so I'm not a programmer, so I can't go in depth, but it is in the back end programming. So one of the key components is building a website for you that's Google compliant and optimized. And that helps for one. But also backlinking. Everything is done white hat, nothing black hat out there whatsoever. Would completely crush our Google partnership, which we don't want. And then we also program and optimize on your Google business profile. So we tie everything together so that you can show up in the map section. And then because of our Google partnership, we keep a close eye on algorithms, watch those as they change, and then we go into your programming regularly and make those micro adjustments as algorithms change so that you don't lose page positioning. And we also list you out to all of the directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different directories that we get you out to. That helps with your visibility too. And I guess the easiest way to say it is it gets people to take notice because you are listed so far and wide and makes you easy to find.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then, so you'll also be, so when we set everything up, you'll be locatable through Amazon Alexa, Siri, the iPhones, the Google phones, Android. What's the one I'm missing? I missed a name, but all of the mobile platforms that people can be searching by, and you'll always be, you won't rotate position. You'll always be there in that map section. And so you and I had talked about Google Guaranteed also. Was that something that held any interest for you?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it seems like, you know, I'm kind of doing the home advisor. It seems different, but I think you said, how does their process work? I think you said it's a little different how they charge you, like, so far as,
Yeah, it is quite a bit. Yeah, there's quite a bit of difference. So one big difference is the leads aren't shared. They go only to you. They're not sent out to anyone else on the Google Guaranteed. And Google guarantees your work as signal to the consumer that uses you that Google has reviewed everything on you. They've reviewed your Google reviews. You've got good reviews. You're a company that they trust. Therefore, the customer can trust them. So giving the customer more encouragement to call you. You also don't pay for any leads that are outside of your service area, or if they call for something that you don't do, or if you never give them a quote, if they're just a looky-loo, you don't pay for any of those leads. So
what exactly triggers the having to pay for them exactly? How's that process?
So, you bet. So if you go on a site visit, assuming that you're going to do a quote for them or a bid, or if you quote over the phone, then of course you pay for the lead. But there
how is that
so
verified?
You just have to let us know. Just let us know, and then we make sure you're not charged for it. Easy as that. No hassle. Yeah, I know Home Advisor system is kind of difficult to move through.
It's really stupid, honestly. And, like, they pretty much deny most of the things that I can test, even though these people won't answer their phones. And then they're like, oh, it's a valid lead.
Yeah, I know.
They did credit me on a few of them, but for the most part, they've just been... I need to call them and actually have another discussion with one of their sales reps, because for the most part, these people won't answer my phone calls. And then
wow,
I try and request a credit because, I mean, it attracts. I do everything right through the app, so they can see that I've called these people and they can see that I've sent them the follow-up emails and stuff. And, like, then they're still denying my request. So I actually need to, but I was hoping I'd have time for an office day today, and I got stuck out working, so, I mean, I've got estimates to write up, and it's 6:30 in the evening here, I'm like,
well,
I haven't even made it home yet, so.
Let me ask you this, Robin, have I been easy to work with? I mean, have I?
Yeah, no, you've been pretty straightforward with everything, so.
And this sounds like it's something that's going to help your business. I only need 1% of your trust. I'm happy to earn the other 99%.
Yeah.
I'd like to go ahead and get you set up, get you going, get those calls stopped.
Do you have examples of some of the other businesses maybe you guys work with and websites that you've built?
I believe I do. Let me see.
Maybe you
can find a link
stuff I could look at. Because that was one thing. Town Square, he's like, oh, yeah, look up this business, you know, commercial electric tariffs in Columbus, it's 101. And he's true that it is, you know, front page listed. I don't know if that's necessarily because he did it or not. You know?
Right.
You know, proof in the pudding or whatever. I mean, he was true that it was front page listed, but then when I looked at their website, it was just, I could have built a website. I can't.
Oh.
I literally can't build a website myself and host. I actually have a website myself that I built.
Sure.
For photography. It's just a time matter thing, you know? So, like, I know what I'm getting into here, so that's why I'm being kind of picky about it, because, like, if I had more time in the day, I could do it all myself, you know?
Well,
and I could research SEO and, you know, figure out how to, like, do the backlinks and stuff. I'm a technical person, so that's, for me, like, I need to make sure that the company I choose to do this is going to be the best for my money, you know? Like,
I'll tell you, if you want a company that's going to be here and people that are going to stand behind you, I came here to Local Splash when I retired out of construction because out of four SEO companies, one of them was the same as one that had contacted you. I'm surprised they still exist under that name, but the company I now work for was the only company that did what they said they were going to do out of all those companies.
You know, it's
kind of
interesting, too, because from that, like, as me doing my research, one of the things I've been looking at is Glassdoor. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's like it's a site where employees rate their company. And you guys actually had a pretty good rating where the other guys, I can't think of their name right now. I haven't looked up Stay Local or whatever because they just called me a couple hours ago. I was supposed to have a call with her Friday. She wanted to do, most of them seem like they want to do like a screen share so they can show me a little more about what they actually do. I don't know if that's something you guys do. Or
if you want to go through all that, we can. I'm just going to show you internet screenshots. That's all they're going to do. That's all we get. It's not like I can show you the back-end programming.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a meeting
with
the Town Square people today, but I was stuck at work, so I missed it.
Hey, good thing. That was probably for a reason. I'm thinking, you know, if you think I'm easy to work with, and, I mean, do you trust me from our conversations? I mean, I haven't held it.
I mean, as much as you can, a stranger on the phone, yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'm very suspicious of everything because, you know, you could just be some random person calling me and I send you money and then you never do anything. You know, I don't have any way to really prove that you even work for Global Flash.
Oh, well, we've got 150
you know,
different ways to prove that.
I'm saying, at the end of the day, I get it. But
I'm
very suspicious of it. Like cold calls.
I don't blame you. Well, and that's...
But I know this is something that I need. I just got to make sure that I'm making a good decision on who I try to go with, you know?
And that's what I'm concerned with, too. I was taken advantage of when I was working construction. My company was soaked for thousands, and I didn't ever want to see that happen to another contractor. I mean, I know how hard it was for me and my family when that happened. I mean, taken for thousands of dollars, we didn't have. I mean, we found it because we had to. But that's not a good place to be. And I like helping people. I don't like putting them into something that's going to do them harm. if that was the case, I wouldn't be here. I would not work for this company if they didn't do what they said they'd do. So yeah. That's where I am. And truly, I mean, I am a little concerned because you're getting so many calls and there are so many fakes out there. There are a lot of companies that'll come in, scorch the earth. You know, they take people's money, they go away, come back under another name, and they do it all over again. You know, and I just don't want you hooked up with one of them.
I get it. Okay, I'm getting to the place to stop and eat. We can continue this, but I gotta go for now.
Okay. When would you like me to give you a call back?
Maybe early next week.
You got it. I can do that.
Yeah, just call me. It's later in the evening. It's going to be better.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And I just sent a text over to you, too, with some links for you to check out. Awesome. All right.
Okay, send some links over. I would like to see some of the sites and businesses you guys are dealing with. That would be great, actually. That's one of the things that I've been trying to look at so far as going through this process. So.
Awesome. Already in your texts.
Cool.
So
sounds good. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good dinner, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Cool.
Thanks, Robin. Bye-bye.